Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Let the church,
everybody,
say amen.
So let the church,
say amen.
Can I get a
witness?
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. Truly, we do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We thank God for prayer. We thank God for coming before him in prayer. And it is my prayer that the Lord will minister to you as we go before the Lord this morning. And you're welcome to call in if you have a special prayer request or, you know, even a praise report. And you feel led to share that. While we're on the air this morning, you're free to call in at 718-664-9578. Amen. If you would like to just send us prayer requests by way of email, you may do that. You can send them. We have a couple email addresses. Our ministry address, Apostle Deborah at setfreeoutreachministries.org. Please feel free to email us and drop us your email, praise report. Let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing to you. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're getting ready to go into prayer. Amen. At this time, Father, we thank you for allowing us to come before you, Lord God, this morning. Lord, we come before you with gratitude and praise. We come to you, Father, just to honor you, Lord God, because truly you are worthy. And Lord God, we trust you to protect us, Father, from every a spirit force of the enemy, oh God, that would be in the heavenly realms today. So, Lord, as we do that, and we thank you for that, we thank you, God, that we confidently put on the belt of truth, Lord, that is around our waist. Lord, we do recognize that the enemy is subtle, he's deceiving, but, Lord God, we believe you and we trust you, and we will speak only your truth, Father. So, God, I thank you for the breastplate of righteousness, this righteousness, Jesus, you paid for it on the cross, and we thank you that you have taken our filthiness, and you've given us your righteousness, and so we can be clothed in your righteousness, and that breastplate, Father, every vital organ protects us by the power of the Holy Ghost, and we thank you, Lord God, and Lord God, we thank you for the sandals of peace today. Lord God, we need peace to touch our emotions and every part of our lives. Well, Lord God, we also remember that you've not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So we thank you for soundness of mind. We thank you for stability of mind. And Lord God, we lift up the shield of faith, that shield that quenches all the flaming arrows of the enemy. And Lord God, we thank you that you took those darts, even on the cross, you took them for us. And so, Lord God, we now have that shield of faith to quench every fiery dart of the enemy. So, Lord God, we thank you for that. And, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that because of that, Lord, because of the salvation of the Lord, Lord God, you defeat all of the satanic thoughts that even come to our mind. And, Lord God, your word declares, Father, that we should be renewed in the spirit of our mind. So we thank you for renewal of the mind today. We take up that sword of the spirit, the word of God. Lord God, we believe it, we live in it, we want to walk in it, and in its truth and power. Help us to hide it in our heart and grant us proficient recall and skill in using it, Father, to defeat the enemy and pushing back, Lord God, to win great victories for you. We thank you, Lord God, for prayer today. We desire to pray with all intensity as the Holy Ghost would lead us. Lord God, we trust you to intercede for us. And through this, that we will accomplish great things for the glory of God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that as we are armed with the armor of God, that we can go forth and war according to your word, Father God. So in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you've given us the honor to bind demonic rulers and spiritual wickedness in high places with chains and fetters of iron, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the privilege to execute the judgments written upon the powers of darkness by the authority that we have in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for access that we have to your throne through the blood of Jesus. And by that same blood, our testimony, we overcome the enemy. Thank you for that, Lord. Father God, we are affronted by demonic strongholds which have come up before our faces in this land, which you've given to us. So, Lord God, I ask that you execute your vengeance and punishments upon all unclean spirits that harass your people. Let the high praises of God dwell in both my mouth and within my heart with exceeding joy, Father. Give me the ability to open up my mouth with praise that flow forth from my heart to you, Father, for you inhabit the praises of your people. So I thank you for praise. I thank you, God, that you dwell in the midst of praise, and help us to praise you purely and open up our hearts to you, Father God, and extol your name and exalt your name, Father, because you're to be worthy, you're to be lifted up because you are worthy, Father. We thank you, God. And Lord God, you are my God, and I long to see your power and your glory, Father, manifested in the earth, God, as it is in your word. And Lord God, so I ask that you manifest your great strength and cause the enemies to take flight, demonic forces to take flight in Jesus' name. Set siege against stubborn spirits of hell that would afflict us in our emotions, bodies, within our minds. Lord, set a siege against the gates of darkness and battering rams to the walls of the forces of satanic power. And Lord God, I ask that you set our battlements and fortify us, God, in your word, the word of righteousness and holiness. Arm us with your life, Father God, which we have by the indwelling power of the Holy Ghost. Lord God, set batteries against our enemies, even now, against the enemies of God and man. Father, loose angels on our behalf today, angelic spirits who minister, they minister as flaming fire, Father God, and they're sent forth to minister to the heirs of salvation and the everlasting life through Jesus Christ. Lord God, I ask that you loose warring angels that excel in strength. By your command, Lord God, release them this moment to stand watch and guard over ministries, over churches, over fellowships, Father God. Repel all demonic intrusion and intruding spirits in the name of Jesus. And those spirits, Father, that would intrude, that would come in to bind, to hinder, Father God, ministries on today, we ask, Father God, that you would bind them up, and that you, Father, would repel them. Oh, Father God, we thank you that you're binding up accusations today, apathy and backbiting and backsliding, betrayals and carnality. Bind all compromise and confusion, control and covetousness. Bind the spirits of death, Father God, death to ministries, death, Father God, to dreams, all these things that would bring defeat, Father God, we bind it in Jesus' name. Bind deception and destruction and disorder and division, doctrines of devils, Father God, false prophets and false apostles and false teachers and even false teaching, Father. Bind these things up, God, that would come to hinder ministries, Father God, from going forth, Father God, to do the will that you have for them, Father God. And Lord God, bind financial attacks, Father God, and gossip and greed. Bind up all idolatry and immorality. Bind jealousy and Jezebel, legalism and lukewarmness, pride and rebellion, sickness and slander, slothfulness and strife, treachery and witchcraft. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. All these spirits, they come to invade. And Father God, they come with evil purposes and evil motives. But Father, abort every plan of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Bind up and isolate and cut off every satanic principality and power from the ability to supply, cooperate with, give aid to, or support, or strengthen any demonic spirit or human agents of evil in the name of Jesus. Bind up, Lord God, all scorners who plot wickedness, continuously against God and your people, Father God, and all high-ranking spirits assigned to thwart God's eternal plan. So, Father God, even plans and tricks and schemes that are done in secret, I ask that you would expose and abort, Father God, and even the spirit of sabotage that would come to abort ministries, young ministries, Father God, even that would come into ministries that's been established for years, but still that spirit of sabotage comes to abort. So, Father, we bind the spirit of sabotage on today. We bind wicked words that would come to slay, that would come to kill and destroy in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, that you give us eyes to see in the Holy Ghost and help us, Father God, to remain in the vein of the Spirit of God. We thank you, God, hallelujah. And Lord God, we ask that they be brought to confusion and pour out your fury upon the works of hell and the powers of darkness. And let their kings and princesses be bound, Father, and tormented. Release cruel torments and unmitigated punishment against the enemies of El-Sabaoth and the God of hosts in the name of Jesus. Let all their great houses fall and grind their strongholds to dust, Lord God. Leave no rock, no stone or pebble, O Father of lights, in the name of Jesus. Father, take vengeance against the enemies of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Take vengeance and spare not their wrath upon the forces of hell that would pervert your name, God. And Lord God, we ask that you be merciful for your name's sake to all that call upon your name, hallelujah, in sincerity and truth. Be merciful and extend loving kindness to your people, Father. Jehovah Shalom, you have ordained peace for your children. You have ordained abundant peace and rest and joy for all your people who wage warfare in places of great battle. And so, Lord God, for all who come forth to do your will, empowered by your great name, Lord God, we pray this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for it, God. Thank you for the mind and the will to pray, even for leaders, Father God, for those that stand in leadership according to 1 Timothy 2 and 1. Your word declares that supplication, prayers, and intercession, giving of thanks should be made for all men. So, Lord, we thank you for that. And we lift up local government leaders today. Those who minister to the body of Christ, we lift them up before you today. You said, Lord, that all flesh must come unto you and humble themselves and recognize that without you, we can do nothing. So, Father, we are helpless without you today. We're helpless without your anointing and your backing in the Holy Ghost. So we need you, Father. We need you, Lord God, to lead and guide and protect. We need you, Father God. We pray that you would give us wisdom, Father God. We ask that the men and women that are in leadership would acknowledge you in all their ways and that they would allow you to direct their paths. And Father God, we thank you for that because you will lead and you will guide. And Father God, if we acknowledge you, if we come to you first, hallelujah, rolling our cares upon you, rolling all thoughts upon you, everything that comes our way, giving it up to you, Father, you will give wisdom. You will bring light into the situation. And Father God, you'll give the answers that are needed. And I release even prophetic word to go forth to ministries that may have been hindered in whatever way from allowing the gifts of the Spirit to flow, gifts of healing, gifts of miracles, gifts of word of knowledge and word of wisdom, tongues and interpretation of tongues and discerning of spirit. Father God, gifts of prophecy, faith. Father God, all the gifts of the Spirit you've given for the body to be edified. So, Father, we pray that you would move in the lives of the people and ministries, Father God, all across the land. We thank you, Father God. And Lord God, we place the blood of Jesus Christ upon leaders today. We plead the blood of God, the blood of Jesus, from the crowns of their heads to the sole of their feet. And Lord, we ask that you would cause them to be sober and alert in every decision that has to be made on our behalf each and every day. Not only ministry leaders, church leaders, Father God, even leaders in the land, government, local government, state government, national government. Father God, give wisdom to this nation. Open the eyes of the leaders and let them see some of the decisions that have been made you've not been pleased with, Father. So we ask God, we ask that you would give wisdom and mercy, Father. And Lord God, we bind every hindrance that confronts them. We ask God, and that it would be demonstrated in their task of leadership. Cause them to be upright and sensitive in the assignments for which you've ordained for them. Lord, you said in your word that the powers that be are ordained by you. So we give you thanks, honor, and all glory, Father God, for your mercy, forgiveness, and unconditional love for all of us. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, God, we thank you today. Father God, we thank you now. Thank you for divine protection. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that you're guarding our borders and guarding our gates on today. And Lord God, let us possess the gates of the enemy. We establish the gates of praise in our lives, oh God. We release battering rams against the gates of hell today. The gates of hell cannot prevail against us, oh Father God, according to your word. So let the gates of our life and city be open to the King of glory. Open to us the gates of righteousness that we may enter in, oh God. Strengthen the bars of our gates. Break the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Open before us the gates that we may go in and receive the treasures of darkness, O God, and hidden riches of secret places. And Father, I thank you now, hallelujah, that you're giving intercessors, prayer warriors, believers, how to pray, how to intercede for their own region. Thank you, Holy Ghost, that you would give them wisdom to know, Father God, how to go up in the spirit and pray and bind those spirit forces that would come against them, that would come against families in their region and in their communities. And Father God, principalities and powers. And Father, I ask that you bind that spirit of Python, that constrictor, that spirit that comes to constrict. Father God, we bind it up in Jesus' name and we loose the power of the Holy Ghost to go forth. Hallelujah. And Lord God, open up the eyes of the leaders today. Let them see, Father God, if there are hindrances in their ministry and keeping them from moving forward. I pray today that you would encourage, that you would enlighten them according to your word. For your word is life. Your word is life. Your word is hope. I pray, Father God, that as the word goes out, they will not return void, but it will accomplish that it is sent forth to do. I thank you today that no weapon that's formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rise up, you will condemn it in the judgment, because this is the heritage of the saints. Hallelujah, servants of the Lord. And I pray, God, that those that may be weary, Father God, that you would strengthen them, because your word says, do not be weary in well-doing, because you will reap if you faint not. So, Father, we thank you, God. We thank you for that. We thank you that you're lifting up a standard. Lift up standards in your men servants and maid servants, Father. Lift up the standard of holiness, righteousness, hallelujah, clean living, Father. Lift up the standard, Father God, to know, to let us know that we can walk in healing and health. We bind the attacks of ill health in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We praise you, God. We honor you, God, because you are faithful. You are a faithful God. You are an almighty God. You, Lord, are a good God. And so we thank you today for your word, for you do watch over your word, because your eyes are running to and fro throughout the land, showing yourself strong on behalf of your people. Father God, we're your people today, and we desire to walk in your perfect will. We desire, God, to do your will. And so we thank you and help us to be obedient, willing, because only those that are willing and obedient, hallelujah, will eat the good of the land. So help us on today. We thank you now for protection. We thank you, God, that as you guard gates, Father God, you're rebuking the enemy that would come in to devour, that would come in to slay, that would come in to kill, that would come in to steal. But we thank you, Jesus, that you have given us life and that more abundantly. We thank you for the abundant life. Thank you, Father, for your goodness today. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that the gates of our life and the cities are being repaired by the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, God, for repairing the valley gate. We thank you for repairing the gates of the fountains that represent the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father. We give you praise now that the sheep gate, the apostolic, is being repaired. The fish gate, evangelism, is being repaired. We thank you for the old gate that represents moves of the past are being repaired. Because, God, we need fresh moves of the Spirit. So we trust you, Father God, that you're going to move in a fresh way, that the Holy Ghost won't be hindered. Hallelujah. Because, Father God, it is him that's in the earth today, because Jesus, you sent the Holy Ghost. You sent him, and you promised that you would send the power of the Holy Ghost. You said, Father God, that, Lord God, that you would send a comforter that would be with us, that would lead us, and that would guide us into all truth. And Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor for that. And Lord God, repair the dung gate. Deliverance. But help us to understand, Father, what deliverance is. That you don't deliver just as a cliche, but you deliver us, Father, that we may go forth in freedom and liberty, that we may expand in you and walk in your destiny, that we may fellowship with you and have that relationship with you that you desire. So we thank you for that. And let the water gate be repaired. The water gate, God, we know is preaching and teaching. And Father, we thank you for fresh word. We thank you, God, for the taught word, because in teaching and preaching, Father God, it brings revelation and illumination. But God is not given for information only. It's given so that we will know what you want done in our lives, that you get the glory and that you get the honor. So we thank you, God. Let the waters flow through the utter gate in our lives, Father, up past our ankles and loins and up past our neck in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we thank you that the gates will be open continually to receive the blessing of the Lord. So we command the north gate, the south gate, the east gate, and the west gate to open, oh, God, in our city to the King of glory. We rebuke all enemies that would stand against the gates and at the gates that would try to stop salvation from coming in. So we rebuke everything that would come to hinder in the name of Jesus. We thank you for life today, that life that flows from the throne of God, that flows from your tabernacle. We desire the Penua life of God. We desire you, Jesus. We can't make it without you. There's no way. But I thank you, Lord, for Jesus. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. Hadabu, Shandabu Haya. I thank you today. Hallelujah, for the Comforter that stands beside, the Paraclete. He comes alongside to help. We depend on you, Father. We thank you for that. We thank you now for the apostolic gatekeepers of this city. And let them arise and take their place in the name of the Lord. Let the gates of our lives and cities be shut to uncleanness, to witchcraft, to drugs, to perversion and wickedness in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for the gateway cities in our nation even to become gateways of righteousness and not iniquity. And Father God, I ask that you raise up Bethel churches that will be the gate of heaven. Lord, raise up the apostolic gate churches that will usher in the presence and revelation to our region. We thank you for, oh God, godly gatekeepers, godly watchers, watchmen that would be on the wall, that would stand in the gap and make up the hedge. We thank you for intercession. We thank you for those, God, that will see in the eye of the Spirit of God, not by flesh, not by mindset, not by emotion. Father God, don't let us pray by emotion. Pray by the Spirit of God and by faith. We thank you that we walk in the faith of God, Because, God, without faith, we can't please you. That means trusting you, God. That means tapping into the Holy Ghost and praying the will of God, the word of God. So we thank you that the word of God is lively. It's alive and it's active. It's quick and powerful. I thank you for your word. Thank you, God, for all that you're doing. Thank you for all that you've already done. Thank you for that you will do. We give you praise. We give you honor, Father. We magnify your name. Father, I pray for those today who may be sick in body. Thank you, God, that you, Jesus, died for our sins, but you also died that we might be healed. The stripes that you took on your back, Lord God, you took them, Jesus, that we may walk in healing. Lord, there are those that are sick today, some sick with cancer, some sick with terminal diseases, other diseases. Father God, high blood pressure. Father God, sugar diabetes. Father God, leukemia, lupus. Father God, detrimental diseases. But Father, I pray that you would get to the roots of those issues and that you would bring healing. Because we know healing is the children's bread. Someone is not saved and don't know you. And I pray by the power of the Holy Ghost that you would bring conviction. Because conviction leads us to you, Jesus, and help them to be able to recognize that they're a sinner. Recognize the work that Jesus did for them, that Jesus died on the cross that they may have eternal life, and then help them to acknowledge, repent of their sins, turn from their wicked ways, and accept you into their lives. We thank you for salvation for our children. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing. We thank you, Father, for this word today. Thank you for prayer. I thank you, God, for the opportunity to come before you. Now minister. And Father God, all the ministries that will be going forth today in every region, city, state, even across the world, I pray, Father, by the power of the Holy Ghost, that you move from the East Coast all the way through to the West Coast, God, of this nation. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn. We bind the enemy that would bring any type of hindrance, that would try to abort anything that God wants to do. We thank you for freedom and liberty in the Holy Ghost now. And Father God, we will never cease to give you praise, honor, and glory for your word today. We thank you for prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you for the presence of the Lord. Continue to move. Continue to have your way. And Lord, we thank you now. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit us on our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments to ApostleDeborah@SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 714 Aurora Avenue, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out for you just because he loves you and he cares. Church, say.